This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I think rules suck butt.
Nine.
Yes, I saw a ghost once.
Paige.
Same old thing all the time.
And Fat Boy.
Get some action.
The Rise Guys.
I haven't got thrown off Instagram or Facebook yet.
Oh, good.
I saw I was getting some comments, too. I was getting some interaction.
I'm waiting for it. I want to be able to come in and say, yeah, I got thrown off. Sorry, yeah. I can't do it anymore.
Oh, man, I got a question. I don't want to bring it to anybody's attention, though, as far as that video goes.
Well, don't, because there's plenty that would love to bring it to attention.
Let's just say if something were to happen, like, you know, as far as taking it down.
Yeah.
It would get scanned, right? Like, it's stuff they would scan for, certain things, to maybe certain filters that violates, if it did.
I don't know.
It seems like it's usually the, like, AI taking stuff down rather than people complaining about it.
Yeah, which is weird how that's programmed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for sure. Now, especially on, well, we've talked about it on here, like certain words are totally fine to say on the radio. It's such the opposite way. So, like we do, if we did just a podcast, we could go in and say, generally speaking, about anything, according to the powers that be.
Yes, because, I mean, what's the argument? Hey, you can't talk about this. Well, look at a million other podcasts on this platform that have worse titles than episode content.
Yeah.
But then you can't talk about certain things on the podcast. I mean, you can, but it won't be monetized.
Yeah.
Which means you won't get ads on it, which, you know, that's how you make money off of them, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't make money on it, then why are you doing it?
I'm surprised there's a filter on Facebook where you could type in words that posts from your friends will not show up. Like, that is crazy.
Let me borrow a pen real quick. I left a freaking pen at home.
You want a good one? We don't have any good ones.
We got a crappy one.
Shut up.
I got the crappy one from Paige.
Well, you know, it's not my job to supply pens for this company.
Hey, listen.
No, I didn't ask you to.
I borrow. Closet fat boy.
You just came in one day.
I just like how it's such a sore subject.
You try to be nice to a jerk and look what happens.
Look, I didn't ask
that's
for
that's Fat Boy's ways. When Nine would bring him in food, Fat Boy would say, you didn't bring me enough.
Yeah, it's not enough. That's why you don't get nothing no more.
But exactly this word right here gets you demonetized on YouTube.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah. It's a word that is...
It's not a bad word.
It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
It's in history books, but you can't say it. You can't even say it because whether it's AI or the... you know, I talk about an algorithm. I don't really know what it means. I mean, I kind of get it, but I don't know enough about it to explain it to you other than it just kind of picks up on what you like.
Yeah.
That's the best way to say it, I guess. But if you mention certain words that, like we've said before, see, this is where it's got to be tricky because if I was talking about the band that Axl Rose is in, that somehow is fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if we said,
blah blah blah,
yes,
the first name of the band, it would be flagged. But maybe it goes back and listens to it to say, well, what did they say about it? Oh, the band.
Well, they check for, I wish they would check for content. I don't know if they do. That thing you just wrote down, though, I thought that was like an official, like, not really title, but like, you know, like a proper description.
It's immediately flagged and demonetized because I assume that probably 90% of the time that word is used is probably bad.
Okay.
Using as a form of hate, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So thus they automatically flag them. But when you get flagged, you know, we got flagged on YouTube, this show, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Never got back monetization.
After I mean, all this time?
Uh-uh. Just gone forever. It's like, all right, that's cool. This is very odd. The weird thing about it is the companies that do this, they're not doing it as a social statement. They're doing it because they just don't want to get sued.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, you were on there letting this person on your platform talk all this hate. Which, I mean, I get.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if the word is being said, the word, you know what? I'll give you each $18. Let me say the word right now. The word's Jesuits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's flagged on YouTube now.
Mm-hmm.
That's odd.
That is a weird one to have flagged.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it comes up in certain usages.
Usually probably not in a good way.
Yeah.
And it automatically gets picked up like that.
Yeah.
It's odd.
It's weird.
It's like a double world we live in.
It's
we
weird
live,
that now there's so many bad words.
Freedom of speech, but you can say that here and that there, but you can't say that here or that there.
Yeah. Freedom of speech basically means you can walk in on your front porch and say whatever the hell you want.
Right. But it's just like the burning the flag thing. The Marines told us we fought for their rights to demonstrate and to show their form of whatever.
Yeah.
But then we're not going to defend them when they have to deal with the repercussions of it.
Yeah.
That's freedom of speech. You can say all day whatever you'd like, but then you might lose friends, jobs, clients.
I wonder if you get demonetized for mentioning a certain person's name who may be running for president. He might have already been president once. We might have been on this show last week.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I doubt it.
See, like, who decides how this works?
What if you were just talking about this nice steak you made?
That's true. Or where you went to college.
Where you went to college.
Yeah.
I would fall for that one.
If you have a podcast on handheld weapons, that might start with a G. I don't want to say the word. That might get demonetized, too. And that's like the whole content of the whole thing.
That may, yeah.
Jesus.
No, not grenades.
Oh. Okay.
That might too, though.
Oh.
Guns then. You already said grenades.
Oh, my bad. We already demonetized it with the other one.
No, I'm look.
Damn it.
Look, I'm 39 years old. I still remember a world where you could say words.
I know, man.
Any words.
Wow. Well, God,
you could talk about things. It was fine to say words.
I was watching something. By the way, I got to tell you, the point, I'm putting my finger down, though. The point I wanted to make is watching old movies and stuff, and you're like, oh man, that's crazy. The movie Brightburn.
Yeah.
Big Brown told me to watch it.
Uh-huh.
God, boy.
That's the one with Will Smith?
No, that's just Bright.
Okay.
It's Brightburn with Elizabeth Banks and that dude from, I think he was in Lost.
Is it the one with like the bad supervillain hero thing, space thing?
Maybe.
Okay. I remember that.
It's basically, Big Brown sold it to me as, what if Superman didn't end up with that nice family?
Yes.
And he became evil.
Yes.
Oh, man, it's good. It's not based on, it's just kind of a good way to describe it.
I was hoping you got it confused with Saltburn.
Yeah, I know. That's what Big Brown was. He got it confused.
He's telling you what
Saltburn. That one's about a superhero, too?
The very end of it.
The very end.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That was his favorite part.
It was Nine's favorite
part.
I'm
pretty sure I watched the right one. Is Elizabeth Banks in that one?
No.
Okay.
Well. That's the one where the guy drinks the bathwater and has sex with the grave.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine to put in a movie.
Yeah, it's weird, ain't it?
Remember that 3-year lull where don't smoke in cigarettes? I mean, don't smoke in movies or TV shows, but they're cool with that again now.
Yeah.
They're cool with that.
Yeah.
That's wild. But the movie thing, though, that's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Old movies, old TV shows. Dude. Even with the TV shows where there's a litany of it for free on Pluto or Vudu or
Tubi.
Yeah.
Any of them weird sounding names. Like Archie Bunker and all those shows where like stuff was like, whoa.
Yeah.
They don't mind making them damn dollars off of them, though. They're bad, but we'll still let you watch them.
Anytime I watch anything old, I think, man, they couldn't get away with this today. But some of the stuff they get away with today, they shouldn't be able to get away with today.
Like that other movie you was just talking about, dude was having gay sex with a grave or something.
No, it was, I guess it was technically because it was dude's grave, yeah.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take a break here. That was a fast, very fast break.
It was.
That was a fast, very break. Mm-hmm. Morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The Rise Guys.
What was that?
It wasn't real. I was just trying to levity the room there a little.
Levity.
Okay. We were laughing like hell and it just stopped.
Yeah, it was weird.
Well, it's because what we were laughing at.
Yeah, that's true.
In this day and age, you can't make fun of people.
No. It was funny as hell, though.
Jimmy, what does...
Yes.
What does Google say? Like, is there a list or anything where, like, how you could find out movies? Because they're all still out there. Like,
oh, yeah.
You can say all day, like, Blazing Saddles. Two streamers that I have, and I don't even have Hulu. They have it on two different streams. One of them's Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Uncut.
Uncut.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Old episodes, SNL, NBC. The SNL of today, through their comedy, they tell you, oh, these things are bad and shame on you for doing this. Back in the 80s, SNL, they were saying and doing the things they're telling you not to do. But then they're selling both still.
Mm-hmm.
They can say, well, it's a different time now. Well, then if it is, why you keep profiting it from it?
Huh. Yes. Do you think Mel Brooks has used that line about satire and he's like, oh, wow, people believed it. They just run with it after all these years. Because I don't really see how that movie survives any generation.
What? Blazing?
Yeah, it probably should be taken down now.
I still enjoy it, though.
Yeah,
it's a different time. People weren't so uptight about things.
Well, that movie was based on the Wild West, though. It wasn't based on the time frame it was put out.
Yeah.
True. It's kind of weird to me that if you're doing a historical piece, oh, look at me sounding all avant-garde.
That boy sounds like he might be from Kansas City.
If you're doing a historical piece, movie, whatever, you can't not acknowledge certain things.
Yeah, it's true.
Unless you want to be
unless you
want it
to be weird, like the Many Saints of Newark was weird because it was a very tense time when there were race-based riots all going on, and it was part of the movie and part of the story of the movie.
Isn't it what Tarantino says? Like, I'm going to give you an authentic feel of that time, no matter whose toes get stepped on.
I imagine he thinks that way. I haven't seen him, heard him say that or seen it, but
I think
makes
it was
sense he would.
Of Django.
Yeah.
It works for Django, I guess, that argument, but I don't know how it works for Pulp Fiction.
But people used to call out inaccuracisms of things in movies that didn't happen, or, you know, like technology was not that far advanced in certain situations.
No, we're talking about like societal standards that have changed, like words you shouldn't say anymore.
But it's the same thing. I mean, people look at it and it needs to be realistic.
I found some examples here. I found a list, Matt Mann, on screencrush.com. Mm. It's classic movies that are cringe now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, this is fun.
By Emma Stefanski.
Because if you can't, like, think of them, then, well, was it really, you know, that way? But some of these you forget about.
Well, the first one's Ghostbusters, and it's a paragraph on that. I won't read the whole thing. It just basically says it's just not as good as you remember it being. It's just, well, you look at it with modern eyes, it don't look like a good movie.
Yeah.
Everything looks clunky, and the effects are bad, and it's just not that good. Then 16 Candles.
I still haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it's always streaming somewhere.
Yep.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Is he in it? I know John Cryer's in it. No, that's.
It says 16 Candles just doesn't hold up. Maybe it's the famously embarrassing racist caricature or pervasive sexism on display from every character, male or female, and the predatory ways in which teen boys treat the objects of their affections.
There you go.
I'm thinking of Pretty in Pink, and I haven't seen that one either. I'm about to watch these.
Have you seen St. Elmo's Fire yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's
that is
wonderful.
A great film.
Billy Goes to New York. They could do a part two of that if they wanted to.
And man, Forrest Gump's the next one on their list. Is people love to hate on Forrest Gump now.
Why?
I'm not entirely sure, man.
Is it because he's playing a
handicapped guy?
I'll read this here from screencrush.com. First time I've read it from
Hayes checking in from O2.
If it's rewarding at all as a viewing experience, it is rewarding in the same way a comic book movie full of references is rewarding. Remember John Lennon? Remember the Vietnam War? Remember Watergate? Sure, we all took U.S. history in ninth grade. When you really pay attention to what the movie is about, aside from all the references to the past, it's difficult not to be bothered by poor Jenny, who suffers at the abusive hands of every man in her life except for Forrest, whom she finally acquiesces to, only to become the vessel for his child and then die.
Don't listen to a country song that's made in the last 20 years.
A lot of these people don't. It seems to me that you can't do anything now that might make somebody feel uncomfortable, which has always been a big part of movies.
But sometimes feeling uncomfortable is what teaches you in life.
Yeah. Like,
God, that made me feel uncomfortable. I can't explain it. I just felt uncomfortable.
Let's see. Braveheart.
That's your gut.
Braveheart's on the list. It's a historically inaccurate dude bro fantasy.
Dude, bro fantasy.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
It looked like Roddy Piper from WrestleMania that year. It said it was blue and not black.
Right on. Yeah.
And he came to chew some ass and eat some bubble gum or whatever.
And then, man, this one I don't see how you can hate on. American Beauty. I watched it a couple weeks ago. Dude, it's hilarious. Like, it always was kind of darkly comedic. You watch it now, it's funnier than ever.
But it's because the girl was so young, right?
That's definitely questionable. But if you look at it from just a content standpoint, because, there was the Thora Birch was 17 in the window shot where she has her top off.
Yeah. Did she lie about her age?
I don't know.
They just said, Who's gonna? What is IMDb? That's not a thing.
I just fast forward through that part.
But see, I was 15 the first time I watched it.
Oh, yeah. So you paused it.
Yes.
Just pause it now.
There are people now roll their eyes if you even mention it. In this case, is
why do you think he was watching it?
Yeah, there's one very obvious reason. The Kevin Spacey and plenty of thematic ones. Viewed today, there's something overtly callous and mean about American Beauty's portrayal of the hollow prison of suburban living where sexuality is repressed and teen girls are groomed by pencil-pushing patriarchs.
Good.
It's a mean movie about mean people. Exactly.
You're describing college, though. I mean, big deal.
It's the mean movie about mean people, and it works on every level. It's awesome.
And his wife's cheating on him in a hotel.
Yeah. Marriage.
With the king. Yeah, then American Pie. I don't have to get into why that one's no longer cool. All the sexualization and objectification of young folks.
A poor pie.
Because they're in high school.
Yeah.
S-Brick. Looked up with Stickler's mom.
Stifler.
Basically, any movie you can think of that's old has questionable content.
Yeah. I mean, go back and look at
all of them.
Again, we've talked about it before. Old Disney movie, old Disney cartoons, old Three Stooges episodes.
Uh-huh.
Where Mo would be Hitler. Ah, crap. There's another $18 each.
This hour's shot older.
This is really bad. You just said shot.
I know. You did too.
Well, that's double.
At least you didn't say vaccine. Oh.
Vaccine. He plays for Clemson.
We're non-monetizing.
There's a line in the first Hangover where, you know, he yells, paging Dr. F word. And yes. They cut that whole scene out.
Dude, that's the word that was in every comedy movie pervasively up until about 2009 and then never again.
That's what we thought our names were until we were old enough to know.
Well, especially when I was wearing a jacket around my waist.
Yeah.
I heard that in elementary school, dude.
Like, hey, dude. Whoa, yes.
Man.
A lot.
You bully fifth graders. Yeah. You were fifth graders bullying me.
Y'all get canceled hot. Now, wouldn't you?
Got hot with my jacket on, tied mm-hmm. around my waist. You people are calling that. Me Robert surname.
Yeah.
Remember that guy from Love Connection.
Flashing nice. Each other in the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, there was a Braves player who literally had to change his last name because of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was his name?
No.
It was a syllable in his name.
It was a syllable he took out of his name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tony.
Big Tony G.
Tony G. That's the way we'll say it.
Yep.
Now his name reads as Tony Graffinino.
Mm-hmm. And then to Cody.
Yeah. He used to play for the Greenville Braves.
Mm-hmm.
Best minor league team in history.
Yeah. A lot of people came through there.
My God, yes.
Yeah, they did.
You got your Chipper Jones, Ryan Klesko's, your Tom Glavins.
You want a Chipper Jones rookie card? I know where you can get one for $30.
Where?
Non-slabbed. It's just one of these things where people on Facebook try to make a buck. Like, man, I got to move some stuff.
Is it the one where he's wearing the orange high school jersey?
Yeah.
That thing? Oh, okay.
Holding the bat. Like, I'm not going to be one of the comments. Maybe a lot of people have this same card.
Maybe everybody around here has it. I don't remember.
Dozens.
In similar condition. This one's not even slabbed up.
Yeah.
Now you can put that one. You can use that one in your spokes.
You might as well. At this point.
Around here, certainly.
He ain't going to do nothing no more now.
No.
He might save other people out in the snow, but it's not going to make anybody want to go buy his card.
Mm-mm. Unfortunately not.
But, you know, looking back, though, you mentioned Kevin Spacey or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, this is, God, 2 or 3 months ago, and I was watching Horrible Bosses 2, which is a phenomenal movie.
It is.
They had me talking about things that had to change.
I almost watched it.
Company name.
Day.
Wow.
Yeah. I want you to fire all the fat people.
And Kevin Spacey's in it, and the minute I see him, I'm like, oh, man. But I kind of look past it.
He beat the charges. Yeah. He's innocent in my eyes.
Exonerated.
Well, yes, we trust the court system.
Then again, OJ also beat the charges. And ain't nobody ever called him innocent of anything.
Ultimately, what I was going to end with is, like, Naked Gun, like, with freaking OJ, like. Yeah.
It don't fit.
And I think, the new Bills Stadium, do they put OJ back in the Ring of Honor? When they build that one, like, I wonder, do they put him in games? I don't think they put him in games. But are you going to put him in the Ring of Honor?
They put him in Leaf trading card sets because it's not Players Union.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Pete Rose. Players, not Players Union, so they put whoever in there. That's wild.
Yep. Not on the same
page. Isn't
it
wild to, like, you become this whatever legend status, and then all of a sudden, like, you – can't be in the union that got you there.
Mm-mm.
I mean, whether it be for gambling or murder.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. These might begins. As well just give up okay. now. How does the news doesn't do a podcast, do they?
No, but they there are news podcasts. I don't know how they get away with it.
How do they get away? I guess because it's under
it's in the news category.
News and educational. Yeah. Ours is under society and culture. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yes.
Why can't we be news?
Well, all the things we talk about are pervasive things in society and culture both.
And farms.
Yeah.
You're going to have a new category called Fart Funnies.
Fart Funnies.
We'll put us in there.
Well, we'll kick that off next then.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We'll take a break and come back. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Did you see the... Oh, we own... Hey, good morning.
I didn't mean to aim that at you.
Oh. That's all right.
look out.
So, let me ask you, is it real that a U.S.-based company... landed on the moon?
Yeah, I saw something about that. I mean, as far as that's our, yes, I saw something about it. I don't know anything about it. Just I saw something about it.
God, man. Why is that not? I mean, I don't watch the news, but, you know, news permeates to me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a big deal still, though? I feel like it's not.
Why did Obama say that we didn't care to, we don't have no reason, we didn't have any reason to go back, nor did we have the technology anymore?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm no astronaut. I've been called close to that a lot, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
I was waiting on you to say it.
India didn't land on the moon.
They
I'd watched that video. That is complete garbage.
Well, this thing had, like, I saw the thing I saw about it said that they couldn't communicate with it very well at all. But somehow we could then,
In
but
the
we can't
60s,
now.
We could... communicate with them and have a conversation. Now
we have video from it.
They let, but it fell over.
Yeah,
like it landed. This. I still ask this question: how do you get video of it landing on the moon when whatever is there has landed on the moon to take the picture?
Yeah, some had to land
clone?
First. I don't know, man.
I mean, not a clone, a drone. I know it's something with an own on the end of it.
I don't know.
A cone.
I'm a home droner.
It could be an arm extending out to video of the descent.
No, it shows it. It's just like the American one.
Oh, okay.
When you saw it land.
Yeah.
What was there to video that?
I couldn't tell you.
Martians.
Like, oh. Why are we allowing that, good though, question. Man? That is not a good idea. That is not a good idea. That's what's going to cause whatever.
Somebody will own the moon one day. Some country.
If they don't already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the... First off, they talk about... This is what the new moon landing said. That... what did they say? I just forgot. I just had one of them moments where it just left my head.
Senior moment.
Yeah. No, well, yeah. That they found... water sources on this part. It's a different part of the moon that we had not landed on.
Okay.
They found water sources. And that we could take... See, there's hydrogen in water. A lot of you didn't know that. There's also oxygen in it, too. Yeah. They said that they could go on to this side of the moon, convert that water, get the hydrogen from it, and take that as the fuel source to go to Mars. Now, I look at y'all four. I can't do it at the same time, and there's only three of you. I look y'all one at a time in the eyeball saying, why don't we do that with the water on Earth?
Man, I don't know. My engineering degree didn't cover that.
Well, mine neither. But still, what's the difference about the water? I need a scientist to call. I need some big-time know-it-all to call in.
Yeah, he's on vacation.
He's on vacation. Yeah. But the other one. Like, how do you want to do it there? Is it some kind of special moon water that you can turn hydrogen into fuel? And I know it's been done on Earth before, and the guy who invented it suddenly got cancer and died in like 3 weeks, if you know what I mean.
Maybe it works different in space. I don't know.
They got Coke that tastes like space.
Yeah. I don't know. Space didn't taste good to me when I tried it.
They got weed called moon rocks now.
They do.
Does the moon spin? Okay, I don't remember. We spin around the moon, right?
We go around
Depends
the sun.
Depends on who you ask.
Okay.
We go around the sun.
With something with the moon, right? Doesn't the moon spin? Like, space to me is the most, like, absolute boring subject in the history of
You don't want to talk about this then?
No, I mean, we can. I just don't know why the moon is such a big deal. I feel like if you could see it, the people can easily get to it, then it shouldn't be that big of a discovery.
The biggest interesting, well, not the biggest, but one thing that really, really, really interests me is that all the astronauts, when they come back, they're way different. Like the Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong and the other guy, I can't remember his name.
Scott Glenn.
When they're Terry Glenn. When they were at that podium after they landed, they all looked like they didn't want to talk. They looked very like nervous. Like, man, I don't want to go in here and admit this because they're gonna find out in the future. This might not have really happened. I don't know what to do here.
Who's the one that didn't want to talk to us about
Buzz
space?
Aldrin?
Yeah,
it was Buzz. The one to talk about dancing.
The moon rotates slowly. It rotates about as often as it orbits Earth, about once a month.
All these astronauts that walked on it said that when they walked, they heard this vibration, like the moon is a bell, like it's hollow inside.
So I can't have water, right? This would be just
it
big water bottle.
Ice because of the freezing temperature.
The hollow moon was in that awesome movie that flopped bad, but it was awesome.
But
where
it's
there's
real,
like a base
though.
Inside the moon. It was an awesome movie. But
oh,
it
where
flopped
the dark side was really just a
Moonfall.
Yeah,
the movie was was awesome, but it flopped and nobody liked it. But it was great though. Yeah. What a great
was
movie
that the one where he thought there was a woman in the space capsule with him, and it was really the ghost of a woman who died.
I don't remember.
He talked to her the whole. I think that was George Clooney.
I don't believe that was that one. It was the one
until
with.
Until I was dating somebody at that point.
It was the one with Patrick Wilson and Halle Berry.
Patrick Willis?
Yeah. No, not Patrick Willis.
Patrick Wilson.
What you talking about?
And Michael Pena was in it because he's in stuff.
So Halle Berry.
But if they're going to admit that, then.
I know that movie. It's the weird titled movie.
Moonfall.
No, it's something else.
Moonfall is what I'm talking about. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Halle Berry one was like a weird one. Tom Hanks is in it.
Brightburn was evil Superman kid.
Brightburn is where he drank the bathwater.
That's Saltburn. Saw
the girl who was a vampire.
Yeah.
Saltburn.
Where the guy's going to be next Joker running around naked.
Paige, you've been to Saltburn City, right? You've been there before.
You just spoiled the whole movie?
That's what
in certain
up.
Parts.
I was reading on how many countries have been at the moon.
Well, why are we, I don't know why I say, well, let's just let NASA mess with that. You know, that's the government agency or whatever. Let's not just let every Tom, Dick, and Harry that can afford it shoot off to the moon.
They got to do something to justify all that money they get.
Whether it's messing with, you know, if you believe in aliens, do you believe in aliens? Or if you just believe in, Tower of Babel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tore that down because they were trying to get to heaven. What ultimately is that? You follow what I'm saying?
Were they trying to go to the moon then?
No, I'm saying, I don't think it's, I think we don't need to go.
Was the Tower of Babel really a soundstage in New Mexico?
No, I'm saying that God punished them for trying to get to him and you know, up. But there again, when you see these things, even Elons that take off with such majesty and grace when they don't explode, they go up. But they, after a while, and I know it's the horizon, and I know it's the way our eyes work when looking at a concave kind of situation, but it never goes straight up.
Mm-hmm.
It goes up and then arcs over.
Yeah.
Like it's going to.
Like it's got Peronis or something.
Yeah, it does. It looks like Bill Clinton's has been described before.
Yeah, but I guess it's going where it's supposed to go. So just straight up, it's going to, it has a certain path to take.
They should just get underneath wherever they want to go and then shoot straight up.
But they don't want to launch it off like in the middle of the night or something.
It can't be like an old chaser firework too, where it just kind of goes wherever. It's got to at least go up a little bit before it turns.
Yeah.
Do you think it's good that we're like allowing people to just do that?
No.
What, private enterprise?
Yeah.
Man, I think that stuff has to be regulated because I've seen like Total Recall and RoboCop and all the science fiction movies where all this stuff has to be regulated. Yeah, I think it has to be regulated somewhat.
It's like the submarine thing where that sub crashed.
But I say the same thing about these damn.
That thing didn't crash. That thing just sucked itself
off.
Yeah,
so if you send people
inside, you know, ate itself, imploded.
Up in space and they blow up.
What's the word I'm looking for here?
I think the same thing about the damn machine gun off. Robot dogs, too. That's, I don't like that those exist.
What is that called? Where it just ate itself up.
Imploding.
That's it, yeah. It imploded underwater.
Mm-hmm. That's not as good as sucked itself off.
I think going underwater, like the, you know, like the, where the trenches are and all the stuff, the trenches, that would be scarier than being in space to me.
You talk about where they run all the cables, allegedly, underwater.
Well, that's up north across. Yeah. That's where the internet lines are. You laugh at that, but it's true.
Man, deep sea or space, like one's about the same as the other. You're a long way from where you can live.
Yeah. But just underwater is just them deep. Oh, God, no way. Like if somebody's, oh, let's go deep dive Titanic or whatever. Yeah. I'd say, first of all, you can't.
And honestly, they're pretty similar environments when you're in this thing, and if you ain't in this thing, you're going to die horribly.
But down underwater, though,
or if this thing like gives way, same thing.
Something sneak up on you a little easier than if you in space.
Yeah.
Well, how far can you go down before you explode? You might not get to that stuff yet. So they'd be eating kind of, you know.
Whatever the Titanic one was at.
Either one's mainly going to be just when you, like at the very bottom, it's going to be a dark abyss, kind of like space.
Ugh,
there ain't much, like there's so much space, it's so expansive, there ain't much down there to sneak up on you. It's just darkness.
Oh, man. That ain't something I want to ever experience.
That was Mark Henry's first gimmick, was going to be. Dark Abyss.
Dark Abyss. Yeah.
They didn't do it. I was kidding.
Mm.
Well, you can go, 60 feet before you start? I think feeling like pressurized or whatever.
Oh, no, I ain't wearing my watch.
Without scuba gear?
Why? I think with the scuba gear. Oh. Like, could you hold your breath for 60 feet?
I just think you need to use
I could probably fall that fast into the water.
The proper material that's not going to disintegrate.
That's I just think I'm supposed to be on land, man.
Yeah.
I ain't got gills. I'm staying put.
Plus, you got to have the right equipment if you're going to get in the water.
Oh, what were you? Were you a lifeguard?
Well, I just didn't know you were going to have scuba gear.
You got to have the right equipment.
I want a reality show where Fat Boy's a lifeguard.
Right, I'm just sitting out one leg laying up on one of the chair railings. He's just got one leg up there.
He chainsaw the chair down so it's short enough to just sit in.
You need to get out of the water.
He's just sitting there in a lounge chair beside the tall chair because he didn't want to climb all the way up.
I think it's a good tip. Don't scuba without the proper equipment.
That's good advice.
Yeah. That's good advice. Go to Party Island in a couple months. Mm-hmm. Maybe as soon as this weekend.
Let me call you later when I got to figure out how to wipe my ass. This is my good help.
Go to Jimmy's. He's got a bidet.
I do.
I go side to side. I don't know how to go.
What, with the bidet? Anyway,
it better be hooked up to a damn fire hose.
Is it the speeds on the bidet? Like, is it speeds or like?
It's just one.
Oh, but
it's just one? It's got good pressure, though.
Yeah.
Does it ever miss and hit you in the balls real bad?
Well, yeah.
Ow.
You ever sit the wrong way on purpose?
Oh, yeah.
Get a front enema.
Do dogs know yet how they can use it as a water fountain?
No, they ain't figured that out. They don't go in there.
I thought they went in when you were in there.
No, well, they used to some. Now I usually close the door because, well, I don't live alone now.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be I just go in there with the door.
You don't want to keep doing that.
No.
Some people do, though. I couldn't do it.
Do what?
Poop with the door open.
I do it living by myself.
Yeah,
you sit on the toilet?
I never close the bathroom door when I live by myself. I do if I'm going to do something terrible and my wife's at home. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't ever lower the seat. I mean, when I go to number two.
I was hoping. Oh, yeah. But you don't sit, though. You hover.
Right. No, at home I sit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're talking about the front door, though.
No.
Not the bathroom door.
No. I need to get you to get a sleep study done or oxygen test. What do you got going on in them lungs?
I don't know, man. It's like a tickle in the throat off of this freaking China virus.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. But I'm over it now, kind of. Did we lose more money on that one? Is that what it was?
The whole hour was shot. I mean, just in case. Hitler guns, abortion. Hey, we're even now.
What could be worse than next?
That's a new movie Nine's going to watch today when he gets home.
Mm-hmm.
Call next week. Wait. Tell that person, if you listen right now, you hear that music going to break. That means we can't take more calls.
Yeah, we can't do it now.
Call when we start talking. Right, Paige?
Yes.
That's right. What are you working on in the play?
Well, Martha Stewart says she doesn't wear granny panties. I'll tell you what she wears next in your Ice Guys headlines.
Oh. Granny panties. Great granny panties.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, all right. The answer next. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys, Madman 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
These guys are pretty darn dope, if you know what I mean.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.